Hello, my name is Anniken Posenbier, and I'm one of the trainers at the Swedish IIT coming up in August this year. And the trainer team, we have decided to talk to each other and do it in the form of an interview so that you can get to know us a little bit better. And we will also have Q&As coming up so that over the coming months you can get to raise your own questions and ask us if you have some. There will be a registration form that you can fill in, which is somewhere down there, and you can fill it out with no obligations. So I really hope to, create some interest in you and that you're curious and you would like to connect with us. You're so welcome.
Hello and welcome. My name is Shona, and today I'm going to be talking to Anniken. Anniken is in Norway, and she has brought us together. She's been coordinating us as a team to work at the Swedish IIT this summer. So, Anniken, welcome.
Thank you.
We'd want to get to know you, so it'll be useful to know, I think, what first inspired you about NVC. What was your first spark, do you think, that thought, oh, NVC is for me?
Yeah, I fell in love. It was like, oh, the answer to my prayers. And I think my prayers were about, having these conversations that really matters, that we kind of understand how are you and how am I, and that there is, not so many judgments, not so many advice, and that we could really hear each other and connect.
I wonder if it was similar to me. Like, actually, here are people really want to know how each other are.
And it can be really scary as well, but yeah. So I remember it was back in 2006. So it's almost 20 years ago. I got the book written by Marshall Rosenberg from my boss, Nonviolent Communication, A Language for Life. Sometimes I make a little joke and say that maybe it was a hint. But I don't think so. It was given to all of us. We were principals in a local area running kindergartens, and I was like, oh, look at this book. It really speaks about what I want. And I volunteered my kindergarten to be a pilot, and I volunteered to be like this, how to say, super user or local trainer. And I was sent to Sweden with some other colleagues, and I remember meeting Marianne Göttlin and Tove Widstrand, and I was like, how can they talk like that? How can they be like that? I want that. And looking back, I could say it took some time before I could really integrate it and make it mine. Maybe 2, 3 years.
And what was it, do you think, that they were doing that was so attractive to you? So integration of NVC, what was it, do you think? Could you give it a words?
Well, it's something around consciousness, around needs that we are, let's say, need driven on. So kind of tuning into what are your needs and then expressing what are my needs. So this, and what I experienced really being heard. I could speak, freely and complain about things and have my frustrations, and then when I received their empathy, and they could really hear, okay, is it about this? Is this your need? It's like, oh, yes, the sense of really being heard and sort of landing in myself also, and then getting access to, okay, so these are my needs. I might be able to do something about that.
I think maybe we should give the IIT the subtitle "Landing in Myself," because it's like
Yeah.
9 days to is a real gift to us all, isn't it? To really find that landing place.
Yeah. Ticket to ride and landing in myself.
And that
Yeah.
what's kept you going? What could you, because you have been applying NVC in different places and in kindergartens continuing since then.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my first place of implementing NBC, and it made so much sense because as teachers and kindergarten staff, our main job somehow is to make kids' social competent their social competency to make it grow by being role models. So it was kind of organic or natural to take in NVC as part of our work, to be really aware of where we get triggered and how we can support when kids get triggered. And so, yeah, running several projects in kindergartens was so meaningful, and hearing both how the kids were talking to each other after being supported, like, is it okay with you that I play with her now? Because I played with you a long time, and we're going home together. So it's like this, you know, they checking in with each other and understanding that there are needs on both sides, and also hearing how the teachers were expressing a lot more patience and capacity to be in conflicts and hold what is challenging and difficult. So, yeah.
I'm sure that'll bring a lot of inspiration for people who are working in schools and with young children in particular. Thank you
Yeah,
so much,
yeah,
yeah, for
yeah.
all of that work.
Yeah, and parenting also, you know.
Yeah.
So that's something I'd love to bring to the IIT, some sessions about parenting and how to hold yourself and hold the child. And yeah, when life's getting challenging.
Well, I really look forward to it. I hope I can come to some of your sessions, Anakin, and explore with you. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.